Each day we're hearing from a brilliant active community member awarded by local councils on Australia Day. Mount Barker's Young Citizen of the Year is Jamin Barnes. He's the Vice President of the Mount Barker District Concert Band. He's a former music librarian and he's back in the district after working in Canberra for 3 years. He joins me now. Hi, Jamin, and congratulations.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Mount Barker District Concert Band.
I've been a part of the band for about 10 years now. I started back when the previous musical director asked me to come along to play at Mount Barker Carols, which is one of Mount Barker's biggest events of the year. And then I never left. So since then, I've been playing in numerous gigs, going to all the rehearsals I can and helping out in whatever small part I can help out with.
Oh, great. What do you? Is there a particular instrument that you play?
Yes, I play trumpet.
Oh, cool. Have you been doing that since you were little?
Yes, so I actually started in primary school. I had a teacher that got me on my way. Since then, I've continued through high school and beyond and tried to pick up whatever I can.
What do you love about music, Jamin?
It's a great outlet for me. We played a gig last year and someone there said it's such an amazing experience to see people that can play music, whether as the person who was saying that couldn't. And I never really thought about it like that before. It's a bit of a knack to pick it up, and I'm by no means professional, but it's a great outlet for me, and it's really great to create music and be amongst other people of various skill levels that create music as well. So we kind of form a bit of a team to create a great sound and put on a bit of a show for the community.
It sounds like you're always thinking of others. That's what it says in your nomination. Is that an important philosophy for you?
Yes, I think when you're part of a community group, that's what it's all about, making sure that everyone that you interact with is having a good time, particularly when you're entertaining, and also you're helping out those who are entertaining with you. So I play my small part in the band of just helping out and getting equipment onto the trailer and everything, and also, well, literally playing my part in the trumpet section.
Yeah, of course. And also a former music librarian. What did that entail?
So the music librarian is quite an involved job, actually. We have lots of different parts in the band. So I'm on trumpet, but then you've got the drum kit, and then you've got the piano player. They all require to have music in front of them, and then it needs to be in order. So when we're at gigs, we're not flicking around and trying to find the music that we're playing next. So as a librarian, I helped coordinate what music went where and made sure that it was all in alphabetical order. So of the 20-plus folders that we had at the time, it was quite a big job to get all the music sorted and in order. And then when a new part came in, we had to make sure that it was in the right spot. So,
oh, right. Otherwise, disastrous.
That's right. Like, where's the next piece?
Mount Barker's Young Citizen of the Year is with us, Jamin Barnes. Any highlights over the years, Jamin?
There's been a lot of great gigs that we've played at. One of the things I really love is to go out to different events and support communities that I haven't really interacted with before. My favourite gig throughout the years has to be the Flaxley gigs that we do. Both the concert band and the Mount Barker big band perform. And we put on a bit of a show for the local Flaxley community. And that's really great to see because they're such a welcoming crowd. They're always happy for us to play there. And we're always happy to play for them. Having said that, all of the gigs that we play at are, you know, a really great experience. We play at the Mount Barker Show, Anzac Day Dawn Service, and, of course, the Mount Barker Carols at the end of the year.
Oh, wow. There's a special feeling at those sorts of events, isn't there?
Absolutely, yes. Mm.
What drew you to Canberra?
Well, I was offered a job in the federal government and as part of a cadetship. It was a good experience to leave the Shire for a little bit, but always wanted to come back.
Yeah, so with fresh eyes on Mount Barker now, any things you've realised about the area, living in Mount Barker in the hills, that you love?
I really love going out to meet a lot of different people, being able to go out on weekends to, say, the farmers markets, or going down to meet up with people that I know in my local cafes. It's really quite something that I didn't really get over in Canberra when I was over there.
Are you still in politics?
No, so I'm a public servant at a government agency, and I still work at that government agency in the IT world, so that's always a challenge. Yeah, just making sure those red lights are actually green.
And there's no shortage of work in that field, it's just a growing area, really. Is that something that you're going to continue on with into the future?
Yes, absolutely. It's always been an interest of mine, and being able to help out, I guess, behind the scenes is really great as well. There's so much to learn, and I always try and approach every day with a little bit of enthusiasm to see what I can find out.
Oh, cool. Always learning. And probably always saying, have you tried turning it off and on again?
You'd be surprised how much that works every time.
Oh, that's brilliant. And any other thoughts for the future? Anything that you'd like to achieve in the coming years?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to see what other community groups I can get involved with whilst maintaining my commitment to band as well. There's a lot of things you can be doing out and about, and given that we're recovering from the last couple of years, it'd be great to get out and about again and see what else I can help with.
Oh, well, fabulous work, and congratulations again for becoming Mount Barker's Young Citizen of the Year, Jamin Barnes. Cheers for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.